got a tattoo of you guys, man. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Pretty crazy, man.
So that's where Gong is tonight, huh?
Right?
He was tattooing Laura. Yeah. We'll talk to Elisa in Red Deer, Alberta. Welcome to Rockline, Elisa.
Hi there.
Hi, hey, Anna. How you doing?
All right. First of all, I wanted to say I love you guys. And I was also wondering...
We love you too.
Thank you. I was also wondering, what other projects was Jason in before he came to be part of Drowning Pool?
Jason was in a... He was working...
He lived in the project, I'm pretty sure.
Right?
Playing a band called 5 O'Clock was a local band out in L.A. with Sonny Mayo, who used to play with A-Man. We used to play with, actually...
Snot,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then with Head P.E.
And Head P.E., yeah.
Right.
So that's kind of, you know, one way.
He also had a little studio thing he was doing with Dino from Fear Factory. Right?
Yeah, he was in a bunch. He was on the L.A. scene. Worked with a lot of guys out in L.A. in the last 10 years.
He's got street cred in L.A. I mean, he's kind of known out here as being, you know, one of the guys on the boulevard, so to speak, you know.
What do you know about him? Tell us.
Yeah.
What do you know?
What have you heard about him on the streets? Was it good or was it bad?
No, it was good. It's just, you know, I'll be really honest and frank with you. He's got the reputation of being, you know, a bit of a brawler and a guy you wouldn't want to mess with, but also a really good guy. A guy with a big heart, yeah. You know. But he's got a street vibe going too. So
yeah, that's him.
I think we've nailed him. Yeah, I think he's a great fit for you guys, and it gives you instant credibility, and he sounds good. You know.
Yeah, it sounds good.
We cannot have you guys in Rockline without playing bodies. You realize that?
Oh yeah. Come on.
All right, let's do it. Come on, they say. Here it is.
Come on with it.
Come on with it.
And then he goes. Let the bodies hit the floor.